الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفينا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وقال تعالى والله يدعو إلى دار السلام. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Just follow takbir with me. Allahu akbar.
Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. La
Respected elders, my brothers, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that He given us tawfiq to keep our fast in the month of Ramadan. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala given us tawfiq to stand in Taraweeh and listen the Quran. This is the greatest favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that He chosen us that we used to make dua Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa ballighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, take us to the month of Ramadan. That was a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we have completed the month of Ramadan with fasting, with ibadat. And then Allah has given us a beautiful, happy day. We call Day of Eid. Day of Eid. Remember, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala makes this dunya with happiness and with sorrows. But the sorrows and sadness and grief is more than happiness.
خوشی کم ہے غمی زیادہ ہے. دس دنیا وی کین سے 80% sadness, grief and sorrows, and 20% is happiness. Allah mixed this dunya with two things, and thereafter Allah Ta'ala created a paradise, a jannat, which is full of joy, full of happiness, no sadness, no sorrows, no sorrows, no grief, nothing. And Allah calling me and you towards the Darussalam. And the Jahannam full of sorrows and grief forever and ever. This dunya, we will get both problems, both things. Sometime happiness, sometime grief. When the child born, worries about the children to bring them up. When they get young, worried about their life, their studies, to get them married, this, that. We have to earn money for them to look after the children. If they get sick, we have to take them to the hospitals and doctors and many things. Likewise, we carry on and carry on. We reach to the age of 40, 50, then we started getting sick. And sick slowly, slowly, this pain, that pain, that pain. Life is going. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Alhaakum al-takathur hatta zurtum al-maqabir. The competition of this world, destroying us, the greed of this world, destroying us until we reach to the graveyard. Zurtum al-maqabir. Comes in hadith. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah showers upon Adam alayhi salam. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made the figure of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, before Allah put soul inside, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showered the rain of sorrows and happiness. The 39% Allah showered the rain of sorrows, and one person only happiness. On Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this world, we reach the old age most of the time, you know, in problems, in calamities, in difficulties, in sadness and sorrows and grief. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a man get old, he's getting old, his age is getting very, very old, but two things remain young. What is that? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-hirs wa shahwat, the greed remaining young, the greed and desire, vain desire. These two things remain young. Allahu Akbar. Even Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah, if Allah give a man the wealth equal to a flowing oceans. You understand what I'm saying? Equal to a like oceans. Another hadith, flowing oceans. Ocean is a flowing. Equal to a flowing oceans. Still, he's not going to be satisfied. Only the dust of the grave will satisfy him when he's going to bury. But those who have patience on the sadness life, the grief and problems, patience, and always turn towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Do not turn to a bad way. You can say, don't become the disobey of Allah Ta'ala. Become the obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then Allah says, Allahu Akbar, I will grant you a joyness in your heart, in this dunya, the happiness in your heart, in your life, and I will grant you the sweetness of the iman in your life. Halawat of the iman. Halawat of the iman. What is the meaning of halawat of iman? When the time comes to depart from this dunya, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will take me and you while we are uttering the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Allah grants you the sweetness of iman, He's not going to take that sweetness. It will remain with us until we greet Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, until we seize Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's why the ulama says there is three type of patience: sabr anil ma'siyat, patience in refraining from sin, avoiding sins. That is one patience. That so many gunas are coming in front of me. So many. My desire wish, I want to commit zina. My desire says, no, I want to steal. My desire says, I want to commit sin with my eyes, with my ears, with my mouth. Feel like to swear someone. Feel like to beat someone. Feel like to do bad thing with someone. At that time, you remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, no, I am a powerful, but is somebody else more powerful than me? That's Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Wherever I am, Allah is with me. And you patient and you stay away, refrain from that sin. This is called Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will grant you sabr anil ma'siyah, will grant you the sweetness of iman. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. Shaitan is going to open, already open now. Very hard. Like Ramadan is like a battery charge. You know that you always charge your phone. You charge whole day? You charge whole day your phone? Oh, 1 hour, 45 minutes. Charge. Then remain day, you use your phone. Allah given us every year and gave us, and we're going to, inshallah, Allah will give us every year the battery charge the month of Ramadan. I'm helping you, Allah said. I'm helping you to get the taqwa and God fearing. I'm helping you. I'm supporting you. Then I'm tiding the shaitan in the month of Ramadan. And I'm opening for you the doors of Jannat. And I'm closing the door of Jahannam. And I'm giving you multiplied in reward. You do one for us, I will give you multiplied 70. If you do one nafal, I will give you multiplied one for us. Allah says, I'm helping you. Sometimes we're looking powerful, what you call, battery charger. You know, quick. Allah give us 30 days of battery charge. The battery, charge your heart that the remain 11 months, you refrain from sins, you refrain from haram things. Ittaqil maharim takun a'budan nas. Stay away from all type of sins. You will become the wali of Allah. You will become wali of Allah. This is called sabra anil masiya. One type of patience, the patience. Refrain, staying away from sin. Allahu Akbar. The second, sabra anil masaib, the patience upon difficulties, hardships, problems. That we know every time something happened, we have patience. That is from Allah. My father died, patient. Inna lillahi wa inna. We say always. This patience upon hardship, difficulties. And third is called sabra ala ta'ah. Subhanallah. Sabra ala ta'ah. In the month of Ramadan, ala ta'ah meaning to be firm on that. Be firm on ibadat. patient, to be firm on ibadat. Allahu Akbar. In the month of Ramadan, there are so many people, even elderly people, they are sick. Poorly, diabetes, blood pressure. Still, Alhamdulillah, they fast. And they're trying to fast. They're trying to please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That I don't want to miss out my fast. Anything happen. So they, subhanallah, be firmed on the roza, ibadat. Look at how many of you, mashallah, they were working, they had a job in the month of Ramadan. They go to job 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, Monday to Saturday. And they come back evening, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And while they're fasting, alhamdulillah, they come back from work and they perform the Maghrib Salah, Iftari, then Isha Salah, and they come to masjid to perform the Taraweeh. While they're tired whole day, they work whole day, they go for the job, and not plus after Taraweeh, they go to sleep and wake up for Sahri. And they do Fajr Salah. It's the lack of sleep also. Subhanallah. But they never miss the fast. This is called sabra ala ta'ah. Patient upon ibadat. Upon remembering of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is called sabra. For them, hadith of Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi mentioned in his kitab in Shu'bul Iman, the narrator, narrated by Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily Allah tells the angels. Allah doesn't need to tell the angels. Allah kisi ka muhtaj nahi hai, but he's telling the angels, what I must reward to those who, mashallah, were fasting in the month of Ramadan, who performing Taraweeh, Qiyamul Layl, and Siyam a day, subhanallah. What we should give them? The angel said, because the angel said, Ya Allah, why are you creating them? They're going to shed blood in this dunya. They're going to kill each other. They're going to be mischief in this dunya. Why are you creating? Allah says, Inni alamu ma la ta'lamun. What I know, you don't know. You are looking the Fir'aun, Karun, Abu Jahl, Utba, Shayba. Allah says, I'm looking. Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Sahaba, Awliya Allah, and the Muslim who are going to be in a problem. They are sick, they are poorly, they have to do job. It's still they fasting in the month of Ramadan. I'm looking at them. Man qama Ramadana, imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddam min dhanbi. Hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Man sama Ramadana, iman, and those who fast in the month of Ramadan, subhanallah, with iman and intention of gaining reward, sabr, and in sincerity, ihtisab, intention, my Allah will give me on each day the reward. My Allah will give me salary, the salary of forgiveness. Allah is going to shower His mercy on me. That is the salary today. Allah says, Meri izzat ki kasam, Meri jalal ki kasam, Meri kibriyai uluwe sham ki kasam, the kasam of my dignity, kasam of the rank of highest of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Oh angels, you bear witness today. I am forgiving all of them, those who come into today, perform Eid Salah. They fast in the month of Ramadan. They fast in the month of Ramadan. They fast in the month of Ramadan. Now today is called Laylatul Jaiza is finished. Yawmul Jaiza. Until the Eid Namaz finish. Until the Eid Salah finish. Allah want to forgive me. He's taking 3-4 qasams. Qasam, qasam. Today, Allah doesn't need to take qasam. Allah does not need. But Allah is showing the angels and putting more yakin in my heart. That don't worry, you are fasting in the month of Ramadan. You didn't eat, you didn't drink, you stay away from intercourse because of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. From Subah Sadiq to sunset, today come to my house, today come to the Eid Salah. I'm going to forgive you each and every sins. And Allah is going to have mercy upon you. Angel, pariste bhi gawa hai. Us par. Subhanallah. So from Alhamdulillah, Allah had given us the time and opportunity, mashallah, that we gained so much reward. Me and you, we don't know that. I can't hear what Allah is saying to the angel. I cannot hear. You cannot hear now. But Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, we have to believe. That's our iman, our yaqeen. We cannot hear, but Allah is telling the angel to welcome them, to welcome them. And today, I'm going to give them salary of forgiveness. Subhanallah. Now what we have to do? The remain 11 months, we have to stay away from haram. 5 times daily salah as you are performing in the month of Ramadan. Allah want that. Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam. Allah is calling me and you. There is, Allah mentioned some ayat about his tawheed, about the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah is alone. He mentioned so many things, so many ayahs to show me and you. I am alone. There is no my partner. There is no one in my, no one helping me. I am alone. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. So many ayahs. Number two, there are so many ayahs. Allah mentioned the Quran Kareem about the bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that you remember what I have given you. Your eyesight, you can see I gave you eyesight. If you blind, then I gave you hearing, you can hear. If you deaf, then I gave you tongue to talk. I gave you leg to walk. I gave you hand to do your work. Everything, I gave you heart. Ask them, those who don't have the eyesight, those who don't have the hearing, and they cannot talk. Ask them, Allah says, I gave you so many bounties. They are rain, they are heavens, they are earth, they are children, they are your children, your house. So many things. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you've been able to count the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, impossible to count. Impossible to count the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what He showered upon me and you. So that's why we have to do. First things, Allah showed so many things, so we have to believe there is nobody beside Allah. La ilaha illallah. And second thing, Allah showing us in the Quran many places, I've given you so many ni'mats, showered upon you the my bounties. What we have to do? Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Shukr. Shukr. And number three, there are so many ayats in the Quran Kareem. We call in Arabic targhib. Allah encouraging you. If you do this, you will get this in Jannah. If you do this, you will get this in Jannah. If you perform your Zuhar Salah, Asr Salah with Jamaat on the day of Qiyamah, you're going to see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala directly. If you perform the Maghrib and Isha Salah, Hadith of Bayhaqi, Allah will grant you the reward of Laylatul Qadr. If you perform the Isha and Fajr with Jama'ah, you will get the reward of full night's Ibadat. There are so much virtues mentioned. If you fast, what you going to get? As-sawmuli, wana ajzibihi, wana ujzabihi. If you fast month of Ramadan, I will give you directly reward, not indirectly, not through angel. Directly I will give you the reward, subhanallah. Many things, if you give charity and sadaqat and zakat on the day when the Malikul Maut will come to you to fetch your souls, to take your souls, Allah will send a special angel to remind you kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And also, it's called Hajj and Umrah, so much reward. If you stay away from sins, so much reward. The Allah mentioned the Quran Kareem in the Hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many places. These are called Ayat of Targhib. Allah encouraging. Wallahu yadu ila daris salam. Allah calling me and you towards the Darus Salam in Jannah. If you do this. And there's certain ayats Allah mentioned, is called Tarheeb. Tarheeb, fear. Allah showing you, if you do this, you will get this punishment. If you do this, if you commit zina, what you going to get? If you steal, and if you take drugs, and if you drink wine, you get this punishment. Many gunas Allah mentioned, the kabair, the major sins, what punishment you will get on the day of Qiyamah. It is mentioned in the Hadith, in the Quran Kareem, many places, and also picture and figures, what the fire of hell, what type of the fire of hell. You can't put one finger in this fire of this dunya. How are you going to burn your whole body on the day of Qiyamah Jahannam? So stay away. Tarheeb. And number five. Those ayats, Allah says, I'm helping you always. I'm forgiving you. You continuously committing sins. Main tere saath wafadari karta hoon. But from opposite side, from your side, who mere saath bewafai karta hai. Main tujhe kitni ne'maton se nawazta hoon. To try to help you, try to forgive you, try to have mercy on you. So many problems coming in your life, I am removing from you. What you doing? You continuously disobeying me. It's called ayat of haya. You have no shame. Is that who created you? Who created you? If my master, my boss says something from tomorrow, if you do this, you will be out of job. I'm not going to call you back. We scared for our job. I'm going to lose out my job. He Allah, day and night, showering His mercy upon us, and we continuously disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Let me tell you one story that Sahaba Kiram, how much they used to afraid to disobey only Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What about the Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? I remember the story of Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was sick. He was very, very sick. It was the final time. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to visit him and saw his face. Then he says, ये तलहा अभी कुछ घंटे रहेगा लगता है अल्लाह के यहां जा रहा है. It's a few hours. The doctor says a few hours. It's going to be a few hours. If he passed away, please you inform me. I will come back to you for his janaza salat. Nabi Sassam said that and visit everything, and he gone back to his house from Masjid Quba to Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Talha radiyallahu ta'ala, he opened his eyes. Because he heard that message of Rasulullah, if he passed away, call me, I will come. So what he said to the Sahaba, subhanallah, amazing. He said, listen, if I die daytime, you can call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if I die nighttime, don't call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who do want that Rasulullah perform his janaza salah? Who do want it? But he said, no, if I die nighttime, don't call him. Why? Why? He says, no, he's coming from so far, from Masjid Nabawi to Masjid Quba. On the way, there's so many enemies, the Munafiqeen, and Jewish people are staying. I don't want that somebody hurt my Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the night. I don't want that. I never hurt my Rasulullah in my life. I don't want to hurt after my death also. That was the love of Rasulullah. Who don't want to perform his janaza salah? When he passed away, Sahaba buried him. Sahaba-e-kiram ne unko dafan kar diya. Raat ko, Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to know the next day morning. He went to his grave. Subhanallah. What dua he made for the Sahabi, Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he never made dua for any other Sahabi. Subhanallah. Allahumma alki Talha. Hey Allah, the Talha has come to you now. And the grave has come to you now. Allahu Akbar. Anta tazhaka ilayhi wa huwa yazhaku ilayk. Tu iske sath aisi mulaqat karna ke tu Talha ke sath hansta ho aur Talha tumhare sath hanste ho. The Talha smile at you, Allah. You smile at Talha and Talha smile at you. That was a dua for Talha radiyallahu ta'ala. And the sahabi, at the same time, another sahabi, subhanallah, he was wearing shoes first in the left foot first. Nabi Sassam told him, take it out. First you must put your right shoes. Then you put your left shoes. If you follow me, then Allah will love you. Allah will forgive you. And what do? We don't even bother any sunnahs. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must be telling in my language, I'm saying, Dunya mein tha to ghairon ne mujhko sataya. Dunya mein tha to ghairon ne mujhko sataya. Aaj apne hote huye apno ne mujhe sataya. When I was alive, the non-Muslim, the ghair-Muslim, they hurt me in Makkah, Mukarramah, in Madinah, Munawwara. Today is my believers who believing in me, who reading Kalima. They are committing sins in this dunya and they are hurting me in my grave. He's going to say that. So we have to turn. That's why Allah Ta'ala giving us the month of Ramadan to battery charge our heart. That remain days, how you were reading namaz in Ramadan, keep on reading namaz, engage yourself in namaz, also function in your namaz, also very important, stay away from all type of sins. Allah mujhe aur aapko, hum tamam ko amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye.